Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Got his morning show with Matt Mann.
How did those cops put the guns back there, like in the back of their belt, the gun going down their ass crack? Like, the worst thing is if the criminal said, man, your gun stinks.
Paige. I just love driving around with my top down.
And Fat Boy.
I don't kill mosquitoes. I let them bite me. Go ahead, take a chunk out. Fly around with high cholesterol. See how you feel.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
3.3.
All right, so this guy, we said this beginning of the show, we were going to try to get him on that worked with his schedule, obviously, because of work. He's in a newer relationship, and something is amiss, and he wanted to get our advice on it. And not just ours, but you listening right now, so get ready. Say hello to Anonymous. I appreciate you for coming on. Thank
yes.
you. Uh-oh. You there?
Hello?
Hey,
yeah,
man, I'm going to tell you.
That was my fault.
When I read this email, I laughed. I mean, not like I'm laughing at your plight, but the way it was written, it made me chuckle a lot. And I wanted to get you on because I bet you, just bet you, that, Fat Boy, wouldn't you say maybe 30% of our male audience has experienced something like this, if not more?
Oh, yeah, at least.
Let's see if this is true. What's going on? Tell us about this. Is it a girlfriend, or y'all just seeing each other? Or?
Yeah. No, she's new girlfriend, and I really like her. You know, I'm looking for some advice. I guess I'll just dive right into it. You know,
so yeah.
she has some fetishes. You know, like fetishes apparently.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just slightly odd to me, but at the same time, I feel like I might actually secretly enjoy it.
Oh.
I really just want to hear like what other guys' reactions are, obviously without being very graphic.
Yeah, that's you know within the confines of our show especially. Oh wow, I didn't know you secretly liked it. I thought you felt intimidated by this. Go ahead. Now I'm even more slightly intrigued.
Yeah,
this so don't like, involve your rear end, does it?
Maybe.
Oh, I just wanted to see.
Yeah, so like I said, without being so graphic, for example, like when we're having sex, like she'll like to like squeeze and pinch and even kiss around my nipples.
And I've never had that.
When she first did that, like it caught me way off guard. I was like, "What the heck is this?" You know,
like squeezing them like hurt.
Honestly.
Oh, it tickled.
Yeah, it kind of tickled and. It felt very effeminate.
Can I make a generalization here real quick?
Yeah.
You sound,
please.
And this is like, I could be way off base here.
Oh, boy.
But you sound like a guy who's probably really skinny and don't really have anything to work with up top, if you know what I'm saying, like
what
me.
What is that? No, I don't.
That is not nice.
So what is she squeezing? Like, he's got nothing like
Oh,
he has nipples?
Saying, yeah, nipples. Like, I mean, I guess what he's trying to say is how big a boy are you? Like, you've probably maybe seen us online. I mean, you know, we bigger boys.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not a twig, but I'm.
Okay, I have to say, like,
a twig.
Okay, that really caught me off guard. I didn't know all the, now, does the effemination, is that a word? Does the effemination
like
come from her kissing your nipples?
Yeah, like when.
Okay, I get that. I do. I really. I understand that. I understand.
Yeah,
that.
And
I wouldn't like
and
it.
She seems to.
It tickled
to me. Yeah, she seems to really enjoy it. Like really enjoy it.
And okay, Paige, he can't see you. What's
your
question?
I know, but I'm thinking maybe she's doing that to you because she likes that done to herself.
Oh, I'm sure he's doing that. I mean, I don't know that.
That's the
so
first thing.
So maybe it feels good. To her, and she's making you feel good too.
He said that he feels like he might be liking it. Then why I don't know what the problem is? The problem?
I couldn't like it.
I couldn't.
The thing is like, I've always heard, like, you know, she seems to really enjoy it, but, like, you know, I've always heard, like, sometimes in a relationship you have to do things that maybe you don't want to do that, you know, they enjoy. And, you know, it's like putting on a TV show that I like and she doesn't like, or taking her to a concert for a band that she's not really interested, you know?
Yeah, but that's, well, that's cohabitating and kind of like, you know, you're being selfless, but...
This could go down the slippery slope of being objectified, too, so you want to watch out.
Oh. So as far as what women have asked you to do, either one of you, is this outrageous?
I haven't done this. I wouldn't like it. Definitely.
You've done that. You've just not had it done to you.
I have not had it done to me. I wouldn't like it. Especially, you know, she's like, you know, push them together.
I'm too ticklish.
You wouldn't really like it, though.
No, and I get the thing about you saying it feels effeminate to you. But, I mean, see, that's the thing. There's something I can't allude to in any way right now, but there's a certain thing that seems like it's more in now that I would never.
Can you, like...
I could show you. I'll charade it.
Okay, let's see. We haven't played charade in forever.
Okay.
Should I guess, or we just...
Well... No, I'm the woman, all okay. right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm up here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's...
No.
You would not want that done to
you.
No.
Text in your guess at 72341. No, that right there, I wouldn't like it. But you said down deep you're liking it, so she might be... The world's conditioned you to think this is like she's breastfeeding or whatever, but no, I mean it's like she's helped you realize this is something you don't like. Now you don't want to run around maybe tell everybody you're anonymous right now, but I mean
I hate women enough to put them through that. What you just straight at it.
But if she likes it though.
No. Yeah, that I don't know why. What
I don't know everything I was talking about. I don't know why anybody would want to be in that.
I'm not sure which part of the anatomy you were talking about there.
The butt.
Okay. I was kind of shocked.
It's cool.
Well, the look on your face, I knew that it was unpleasant.
That's not even like a effeminate or any like when either you're going either like way.
This. But you know, this, either way, that this is be. How stuff gets discovered. You know, this is because people don't think about doing certain things with certain stuff, you know?
Well,
it's like, oh, I never thought about that before. Let's see if, you know.
I think that you're finding out that you like this, and again, the world's conditioned you to think this is bad, but you like your nipples squeezed and smacked your
own. But what if I didn't like it? I mean,
you should tell her.
Yeah.
Would I tell her, or should I fall on the sword?
See,
I mean,
no. If it's something like that, you have to say it, but this is something I've often wondered about. Like, let's say you're in the throes of passion, Paige, and you're sitting there and you're kissing about his chest.
Yeah.
How does he let you know? Does he let you know then or then afterwards after you're having that cigarette or whatever you're doing? Fat boy goes and has
a
snack.
Well, I mean, you may say, start kissing a guy on the lips and then kiss him somewhere else and then lead down to where he really wants you to go, and you're teasing him all the way down there.
There are a lot of texts that are into what this guy's having trouble with.
Goodness. From women that love doing it?
From the guys who like getting it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Gosh. I'm just too ticklish. Try me, Paige. I'll laugh.
Mm. Plus, you know, there was a text that said this is a good sign of experimentation, you know, that it's a good start.
It doesn't mean everything in life you got to go try it to see if you like it. I think there's certain things you know.
And I'll be honest with you, as a woman, there are things that I don't like to do that I do for a man.
Write it down. Please write it down.
It right now.
No.
Straight it. Oh,
really?
Boy.
You don't like that?
I thought she was punching herself in the face. No. I was looking at the profile. All I saw was her hitting herself in the face, Roy.
I want to know who really likes that.
Why is he punching you in the mouth like that?
Why'd you use two hands?
With the fist sideways.
Stop. I never did that.
No, dude, you like it. You're learning about yourself, and I'm not judging you. If you like that, you know, and she obviously likes it, then there you go. You do it.
In relationships, you got to give a little to get a little.
Now, if she starts hurting them things, You should say something. Stop. Then. I mean, like, you have to. You got to have that safe word.
You don't know where it's going to go next.
Yep.
But you're about to find out.
Mm. Yeah. No. True. You good. Oh, wow. Look at this text.
Oh.
I had a girl the same way. This helped me realize that I got my nipples pierced. That I got my nipples pierced. Maybe that made them realize they wanted to get their nipples pierced. But I always heard, too, if you really in the nipple play and you get the nipples pierced, that it can kill the
sensitivity. Like,
yeah,
you could lose
it messes up the, it doesn't, like, you don't want to have them messed with then.
Oh. Hey, Anonymous, there was some people have issues with this, but if she asked you to choke her, could you do something like that?
Oh, my God.
With your hands.
Yeah. Is another?
Yeah, maybe. I can try.
Nope, that's off limits with me.
Be careful.
Like, she can't even ask for it, right?
No,
like,
even she took my hands and put it there and started, and I was like, no!
What if she choked herself? Would that just look weird?
That would, yeah, I'd be like, you don't want to be here right now.
Yeah, what if he killed her?
Trying to
that's
do this.
Never good.
Yeah, it's very odd.
Well, she's like, okay, choke me, I'll do the womp womp sounds for you. Like, we'll have a trade-off.
Hey, dude, I appreciate, this guy's taking his, I don't know if it's his lunch hour, but he's taking his break time to do this. Thank you.
It's
I
good
hope
time
that,
for lunch.
That helps you, get something figured out with that, okay?
No worries, guys. I'll probably just see how I like it, and if I don't really like it, I'll probably tell her.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Have a good morning.
Thank you, guys.
P1 nipple guy.
You better hope she don't find somebody that likes everything.
Yeah, she could.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Is this dude here already, or is he on his way to?
He said he already did. Like, you just, you know, he's on his way out.
It'd be the first person we've talked to that have survived the polls today. Let's go to Gary. Or is it Gary? Gary or Gary?
Gary.
Hey, what's up, Gary?
Gare.
So, yeah, we were asking folks in the live chat a moment ago if they would, you know, if they voted and stuff. You're going to now or on the way here?
I just left.
Ah!
Look at that.
Process from beginning to end. How long was that?
25 minutes, I'd say.
God, it's so wild. People in the chat were saying, like, they voted 2 weeks ago. It took an hour. Somebody voted yesterday. It took 5 minutes. It just depends where you're voting.
Yep.
He really does. Yep. Well, good. Did you have any catcallers or anybody, trying to influence you on the way in? Was there any members of Antifa nearby? Or
I didn't notice any of that, but I am certainly concerned about people finding out who I voted for, especially my wife.
Is that even a thing?
What do you mean? Him being married?
Well, they could find out who you voted for.
Oh.
Because they know you voted. They say people know you vote. They can look
that
up.
Well, I know that they can tell, but I'm really concerned about the future. Like, I don't want my wife to know who I voted for in the future. Like, I don't want her to find out. She'll kill me.
Oh,
God. Well, clearly she's a Democrat then. My gosh. How long have you been married to this love of your life that you're now shaking in fear of?
Hey, about 18 years.
God bless.
Well, that's a long time.
Hmm. You know, I don't want you to say, unless you're comfortable to, but, you know, I said this will be the one that if politics doesn't, separate you, it will be the talking about a woman leading the country. That could divide families. Yeah. Well, I've been running this family for years. You wouldn't have no this or that or whatever, you know.
That I mean, I don't really have a problem with a woman running the country. I actually didn't vote for either of the popular candidates.
Oh wow. Okay.
I'm sick of it.
What state you live in?
I'm just sick of the whole thing.
Well.
Well, but you voted, though, so that...
Are you talking about your marriage, or are you talking about the election? Because do you want to be married? I mean, like, for real, like, you if you told her who you've, and you say if you want to, but, I mean, if you told her that, you were joking, I'm sure, when you said, I think she'll kill me, but, like, is that a fun relationship to be in? When the
my wife is very politically involved, but I'm just so tired of it. I certainly was into it a lot more when I was younger, but much less so now. I just can't take it. It's been a lot, and I'm just sick of the whole thing. So I voted for one of the non-popular candidates.
Well, I mean, it's your right to pick who you want, but
yeah.
But your wife?
Well, are you thinking I threw my vote away?
Yeah, I don't really know how that whole thing, like, logic works.
Well, you,
because there are people that say, "Well, you wasted a vote, or you voted for him, I voted for her, we cancel each other out."
Yeah.
Well, all I know is that I don't want my wife to find out, because I'll never hear the end of it.
Why do you? Well, she's probably listening to NPR or something. If she's very political today, or Word or something.
I know that I am not interested in having Trump be president. That's for sure. He's worthless. As I like to say, he's about as useless as hand on a hand pump.
Oh, hang on.
See, now, of course you would say dirty language like that. You know what? Mm. You know what?
Yeah, I wonder if
your wife should divorce you.
Well, I wonder if she's going to ask him straight up. I can't ask him what I wanted to ask him because.
Because he's got a foul mouth.
I can't bring him back.
I'm shocked.
I don't want to generalize either. But I imagine his, look, it's a huge election, I guess you could say, for women, because, you know, the reproductive rights issue has gained a lot of traction, more so the past 5 years than it has.
I know. It's only been going on since the 60s.
I know. And it's just like, and it's majorly important that way. It's getting a lot of women to the polls. And flipping things in states. So I kind of wanted to ask him if his wife was coming at it from that.
Well, I don't want, is he still on? He cussed his, because I'm voting, I support and have voted for Donald Trump. We did not end the call because he said that he didn't like him. He mm-hmm. did cuss. He said the S word, which that's who I would vote for. Who will legalize me be able to say the S word?
Because
it's one of my favorites. I can use it in many
Just
different ways.
Just ban the FCC.
Yeah.
He's still here if you want to come back to him.
We didn't. You said a bad word in the eyes of our management, so we had
I'm sorry.
That's
I'm
one,
sorry.
One island we own together where I feel as though that should be able to be said.
I love
well.
That word.
Yeah, I do too. I say it about nice things too. Like, yeah, man, that's my S right there, man. That's my. You know,
it's good stuff.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Yeah, but see, the you know, we ain't got to end in an argument about it. But then, when you're in a relationship, though, and you've been together 18 years, and especially when the one person, like I said one time, can there be someone who is a Christian that is married to a satanic or an atheist or whatever? Like, how would that at the end of the day work out?
I don't know if it would.
I almost wonder if it's the same way with politics, because. Those, but then again, I don't know who you voted for, because you said you didn't vote for one of the two. Well,
that's right. I didn't vote for either of those two.
Did you vote for a guy who
never
a grizzly bear and hit it in Central Park?
I didn't vote for a man at all.
Oh, right, Tulsa. Okay. I don't know. I can't remember who all was on the ballot.
Homie voted AOC in for president.
You no. think he wrote in?
No, you can't write. Well, it depends on what state you're in.
It's very hard to do in multiple states.
To write in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know South Carolina, you can't.
So the bigger question here is, do you feel as though, and you don't even have to say like less of a man, but do you feel as though like you're in a relationship that's kind of, it's just odd that you can't really tell her who you actually voted for?
Well, you know, the thing is I just really don't want the hassle. It just doesn't seem worth it to me to go through that argument.
So will you just, in this between us boys and girl, is this, will you lie to her? Or would it even be asked? What's like, hey, dude, who did you, like, you already know, right? Like, have you been lying to her all along, or have you just kind of decided today, you know what, I'm not doing that?
Look, I just know that it's going to come up in conversation today when we talk about it later this evening, and I'm just trying to decide whether I'm going to lie to her or not.
Yeah, I wonder if you did lead her on the whole thing or just appeased her so she could, you know, say her piece.
Look, she's very big on reproductive rights, and I totally get that, but I am a man who is not having any more children, so that particular issue does not really affect me personally.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, I get that.
Maybe tonight you should just say, let's agree to disagree.
That never works in an argument with a woman.
Because you don't want to fight it out. I mean, that. And if you don't want to tell her, don't tell her.
I can never forget how many times I heard my dad say, "Mary, we can't go to bed at each other mad. I ain't going to bed yet."
We still got time.
What a line.
We got plenty of time. I ain't going to bed yet. We going to figure this out. Yeah, man. That's great. I don't know.
Maybe it won't come up, you know?
I mean, it's the end of the day. Like,
sucks it has to be this way, but, you know.
Like, in my gut, I'm like, for real, as from American to American, like, my gut is, why did you vote for someone that is not in the top two? Someone who doesn't have a chance in hell. Like, I just want to ask that, like, just so you can feel better. I mean, like, that sounded dickish. I really, like,
Wesley,
when there's no chance in hell that the person you voted for is going to win, why then take the time? I know that sounds kind of heavy and naughty and kind of pointed, but like you realize it will not matter at all.
Yeah, but eventually we got to get rid of this two-party system, and if people don't start supporting it sometime, when are they going to support it?
Yeah. So I feel like Gary's like, you know what? I got to at least vote. Just let me go in here real quick, pick somebody, and just walk out, which you can do.
Yeah. It still is a responsibility as an American to do that.
True. God, that's, you know, what a weird kind of thing. Like, I'm sitting here like all about, yeah, if you American, you should go and vote. But then what if you don't agree with one of the two? I'm still American. I'm going to go vote. I'm going to go do all this for.
I feel like it did it to clear his conscience, too.
Right. Yeah.
But
yeah.
You still have the right to vote however you feel. It's your life.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
So, threesomes. That was the thing during headlines. And the text messages are incredible. I only wish an nth of y'all would call in and anonymously, of course.
Party Man Dan, you said you had one with a couple dudes, man. Call us up.
It wasn't Dan. There was a funny text, though, that said, the one you responded to, Fat Boy.
Yeah, let me go back and see.
While you do that, I'll give out the phone numbers. Because we've already got a couple on hold. 1-800-774-0093.
Are you also a dude?
No, listen.
Did they answer
back? God.
Okay, it said, I had an impromptu threesome when I was 43, and the two guys were in their 20s. I said, are you also a dude? Oh, we got an answer back.
Wait.
Nope. Proud female, born and raised.
Proud female.
Good for you.
Okay, she was born one, too.
But she was in the
this is really
MFM?
Cool.
MMF?
She was MMF. Hopefully it was MFM. I hope it wasn't MMF.
She was watching them, and then she...
Oh.
Good for her. Oh, look at that.
I got a lot of texts about that, too.
Two guys in their 20s.
If it hurt to sit down for weeks on end. Let's go to... some of these calls.
I don't know what's appropriate at that. I'm kind of confused.
I read the one?
I love this text. At 43, that's awesome. So it's never too late. That's a great text. You're right. It's never too late.
A girl blanking your blank and your blank. You were pretty fun.
What?
That's all it says.
That sounds like a bot. It's gotta be a bot. That sounds like a bot sent that text in.
You were pretty fun.
A caveman that is like, it sounds like the description of an international porno movie. Let's go 1-800-774-0093. Dylan, we'll go to first. Dylan from Parts Unknown, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, you?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
So, pretty much about that whole threesome thing. So, I mean, you, like, Paige is pretty much on top of it, like, where she said that it was pretty much all overthinking. Because, I mean, I wanted to try it out, and it was with one of my friends, and in the long run, it sort of just stuck in my brain. I was, like, just overthinking it, and, like, was she getting more pleased from this guy, or was she, like, more pleased from me, and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, man, it just eventually ruined our relationship, and we just...
You and your friend?
Yeah, it was me and my friend at the time.
Yeah.
And not to be gross, but wouldn't you want to go first if you're...
Rise, guys.
See, I was
first. Not, yeah, that is not gross. That's actually, I mean, there's a reason why it's called sloppy seconds. Dylan, am I right?
Oh my God, I didn't mean it that way, but, you know.
Right.
It's what I always was told. So, Dylan, yeah, was no, that the only was... time you've done that?
Yeah, that's the only time, and I would never do it again. Like, it messed with my mind so bad. And eventually, yeah. I got jumped for it because I left her and stuff. And it just awful ordeal.
Oh, it was your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough.
Buddy.
That's tough. And then, yeah, because then every time the friend, then the friend would come over afterwards, and you're like, you're just sitting there thinking about, wow.
This is awkward.
Man. Yeah, that's a...
Yeah.
Dylan, what if I told you that guy's on hold right now and he'd like to talk to you? You must
apologize. Hey, Fred.
Dylan,
you have a good morning, sir. Thank you for waiting patiently.
Of course. No problem. Right,
see you, brother.
Bye-bye.
Dylan, my gosh. Yeah, I would not that... Like, no. That's the thing.
What happened? I missed it because I was getting the next guy.
So he said that... He was in a three. He had one threesome. He regretted it because he had the threesome with his friend, and the friend, he said it messed up our relationship. But then as he went on, it was his girlfriend,
which means she probably picked him out for it, and he begrudgingly.
Because you don't want to present your friend, because then it's like, what were you thinking about wanting to do him and you working me in? Because
I know, like, why are you so horned up or whatever he's gonna say when you come home at night? Are you thinking about the other guy? Because that would he would keep running his mouth for the rest of our me thinking about somebody else.
If he came over to the house and he got there before you did, you're like, oh, does anything look disarrayed in here? Why'd the pillow on the couch?
Why'd you close your eyes?
What are you two doing?
Who are you thinking about? I want you to stare at me the whole time, open eyes. Like Bernie Mac looking at me.
Right. It'd be crazy, dude. For the rest of the time, like, I'm not thinking about anybody. I don't ever want to have sex ever again.
Who are you thinking about right now?
Fat boy, this person online, too, is that his quote or yours?
Well, mine, but he has to be anonymous.
Okay.
It has to be.
Okay. Fat boy says, you won't believe this. Anonymous, good morning. Uh-oh, he or she may not know.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Fatboy says we won't believe this story. Not that he's calling you a liar, but this is crazy. Tell us what this story is.
Okay, so I had a girl that I had been seeing for a little while.
Yeah.
And she liked to party, so she asked me if there was anybody that I had friend-wise that would want to come hang out with us. And I just happened to have a good friend of mine that I was like, well, he might be down to hang out. And so I gave him a call, and he came over and everything, and he'd never met this girl. I'd been seeing her for a little while, and he got to talking to her, and he kept asking her. He was nervous, I could tell. I believe it was his first rodeo, but he was like, asking her about where she's from and who she knew and this, that, and the other. And he decided to go out for a smoke. Well, he texted me while I was still in there talking to her, and he said, man, come out here. So I walked outside, and he was all pacing back and forth, and I said, what's going on, man? And he said, man, I'm about 85% sure this is my cousin.
Oh,
Still a 15% chance.
Oh. No, you didn't.
Oh. I said, how would you know? And he's like, man, I've got people related to these people with the same last name and up here in the same area and all this. And
yes.
He said, I'm not 100%. He said, but I'm sure. And I said, well, you're going to have to tell her. I said, that's on you, man. You better tell her because she's expecting a party, you know. And he said, I'm going to tell her, you know. And I ain't going to lie to you, fellas. As soon as we walked in the door, she was sitting there kind of, you know, buck naked, and he said, turn off the lights.
Oh, no, he didn't. I was about to joke. He was going to tell her after.
Oh, my God.
He said, hit them lights.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
God. He was already a G for smoking.
Oh, my God.
Now he is times two.
Yeah. Oh, he took the pre-sex cigarette. Oh, man.
How did you feel about that, though?
Hey, she wasn't my cousin.
What a line. Man.
Turn off the lights.
God.
Call it a day.
You have a bonfire to let me know. I'll be there for the stories. I want to come listen to the stories. All right, my friend. Have a good morning.
Love you guys.
Love you.
I love you too.
Gosh.
And you know my cousins. That would never in a million years happen.
I wouldn't turn the lights off as your cousin. Paige, I went to high school with one of Paige's cousins. My God. She's gorgeous. Still is.
Still
Paige,
is.
Anytime I mention her, Paige shows me your picture. I'm like, yeah, Paige, she's still hot as hell. She's still married?
Yes. Mm. Happily married.
Happily?
Mm-hmm.
All these texts. Let me try to censor some of these. Had a similar situation. I did not... I ended up going to church with the... hold on. That's
no.
Text.
This is crazy.
Boy, yeah, I cannot.
If he's tickled over there, this is good.
This one's so... The text is so long, it's broken up into like four parts, but it's separated by other texts, so it's kind of hard to match together. But basically, from what I understand, it was one of those things where ended up realizing, went to parents' church. So this girl ended up going to their parents, this person's, I assume it's a guy's, parents' church. He went outside to say that he needed to go get condoms, ended up getting in his car and leaving. Okay. Well, he didn't go through with it. That ain't all that funny. Why'd I waste my time? Let's go to Anonymous on line one. Hey, Anonymous.
So this girl ended up going to
school. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. Me and a buddy was hanging out, and we was getting low on cigarettes, and we needed some liquor and all. And he's like, well, I got us a way I can get us some cigarettes, liquor, and I can get us all laid, too. So let me call my brother up.
What?
So he calls his brother and talks to his brother's girlfriend. Next thing I know, she comes and picks us up, takes us to the store, gets us cigarettes, go gets us a bottle of liquor. We all go back to the house and choo-choo that girl.
What the hell? I don't have emphysema, I swear.
What is that? That boy, what does that mean?
You know, they say it's hard to stop a train, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good heating and air plug.
Anonymous. Unbelievable. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't grossed out by it or anything? You didn't turn it down?
Well,
it wasn't
first,
his brother.
Yeah, and then she just wanted to come back for me. So, I mean, I got the good end of the stick, so.
Hang on now.
Wait a minute. What stick are you talking about? All right.
Mine.
What a stick in the mud. All right. Anonymous, thank you. You have a great morning.
His brother's girlfriend.
Oh, my gosh.
Buddy's brother's girlfriend.
So many questions. Like, from the first call. Like, when a girl says to you, I like to party, does that mean to you that she wants one of your friends to come join in? To me, that always meant like she does coke.
Yeah.
Hey, do you party?
What happened to the light?
What do you mean party?
Oh, gosh.
Never have I heard such redneckery this early in the morning.
Well,
it was all beautiful.
You should have been here at 6:05.
Oh, my goodness.
Really rolling. All right. We will.
He got cigarettes and liquor too.
Where can we go right now to get laid, get cigarettes, and get liquor? Is the Jockey Lot open? No.
Oh, somebody texts, I guess, about both calls and said, you know, there were some big women.
What an awful thing to say. I've known some skinny sluts in my life, right? Haven't we all?
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, yep.
We knew the one girl that joined the army to bang everybody
that
in.
That was like one of the things she said.
She was excited to go to bed.
Yes.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.